Good morning. I'm great. How are you? You probably had a late night last night, huh?
We prefer to call it an early morning, but
well, yeah, it was an early morning for you, I'm sure.
It is. So we snuck in a nap. Here we are, and we're off and running on the last day of November. So December's going to be here. We'll get in the Christmas spirit tomorrow after a nap. There's no doubt about any of that. As we get out of Thanksgiving break, we've got a little stretch here before everybody gets away for the holidays and everything else. Your school board meeting, as we joked about last hour, seemed forever ago. It was on the 14th because of the said holiday. What do we need to be aware of as we move on here in between the hedges, so to speak?
Yeah, let's talk dates first, Sue, about when things are going to be happening, because it is just like Thanksgiving in November.
Okay. Really important date is reading, writing, and bidding is open now and closes on December 6th. And if folks remember, that's one of the big fundraisers of our foundation, and they have some great things donated. And if you go to the foundation page, MCCS Foundation, you can log into reading, writing, and bidding, and then bid on all kinds of things. There's some neat tickets for sporting events, for theater events. There's food stuffs. There's art. There's antiques. And it's set up at this time of year because it could make great holiday gifts for folks. And you put in a bid, and it'll notify you if somebody bids over you. So you keep getting notified so you can keep going back in, kind of like what, you know, eBay used to be with bidding on things. So I hope people will take a look at that, because there's some wonderful stuff. And Jim Blickensdorf at Grazzi is offering, not for bid but for sale, gift certificates, $25 and $100 gift certificates. And part of those proceeds are going to our lunch assistance fund. And that was Jim's idea. He wanted to be able to benefit our lunch fund. So that's pretty exciting that Grazzi will do that. So please, I hope people will log on and take a look at all of that.
Let's talk about something on this because, foundation and they're raising money. Talk about how the foundation actually aids teachers and the MCCSC.
Well, it's we have one of the bigger, more active foundations in the state. And not every school corporation has a foundation. So we're really fortunate to have that foundation. And there's a board, and that board is staffed with people from throughout the community. But teachers are able to submit grants for different classroom projects or different kinds of equipment that isn't covered otherwise. And so those grants are a couple times a year. It's just amazing some of the things that people are able to get through those different grants that, unfortunately, we just don't have the budget to fund. And like I said, I think we're really fortunate to have such an active and successful foundation.
Now, another thing calendar-wise are table talks. Now, we've had one already on the opioid situation and how it's affecting schools and kids and teachers and everything. And we've got two more table talks coming up.
Right. This is great. On December 7th, there's one on early childhood services, which might be of interest to people who have young kids or people who might not have young kids but maybe having young kids. And that's at the Transit Center downtown at the bus station in their multi-purpose room. And that's, for anybody who doesn't know, the Transit Center has a really nice gathering room there. And that's December 7th at 6. And on December 14th at 6 is another table talk called Social Media, Sexting, and the Digital Age, which I think probably a whole lot of parents and others might really be interested in with what's happening with social media and how that's affecting people, good and bad.
Well, the truth of the matter is the kids know about all of these things.
Right.
It's good for the parents to find out about what's out there, what the good things and what the bad things are about what's out there on social media.
Have those kids teach you where to look in all the places.
Right. But this way, maybe parents will be able to have some information so they can provide some different kinds of guidance for kids, especially, when it comes to the dangers of social media and what kids unintentionally might get involved in that they shouldn't.
Now, on the 12th, there's a work session for the MCCSC.
Right, so there's a whole lot of meetings coming up in December,
right.
We're going to have a work session on the 12th where we're going to be talking with a demographer who's going to talk with us about what we need to know about drawing new lines for school board districts. Now, remember, this isn't for schools. It has nothing to do with school attendance. It's about the board districts, because each one of us who runs for the board has to run from one of seven districts. Everybody gets to vote for everyone, but we have to run from a district. So since some of them have become a little bit larger and some have become smaller, we have talked about redrawing those lines. So on the 12th, you said, yeah, on the 12th at 5:30, we'll be meeting in a work session to talk with a demographer about what we need to know about population and population trends and how to draw those lines.
And then finally, the school board meeting is a little early, too.
Let me go back to the demographer real quick.
Yes.
Is this a one-shot only deal? Is this something that's going to drag out? You're going to meet with them. They're going to give you a recommendation. You're going to go. How is this going to work?
You know, good question, Glass. What we had proposed and what we're going to do is have a committee, a broad-based community committee of people to talk about how to draw those lines. But before we do that, we'll meet with the demographer, who's going to explain to us anything that we need to take into consideration about drawing lines and the populations in our various precincts, how we use precinct lines. So I am imagining that he will talk with us on the 12th about what we need to know, and then the superintendent will appoint a committee, and if more help is needed, he can be called back. But we're going to have a committee do the actual work.
Gotcha. So then on the 19th, that will be your regular school board meeting, and that will be the that's not even a full week before the holiday season.
I know, and then that's why it probably seems like there's so much going on in December, because we only have a few weeks where we can meet, and I believe if Keith or Mike, you probably know because you have a child in school, there's a built-in snow day,
yes.
I think, on the 22nd.
That's absolutely
accurate.
So since
we don't need to take a snow day, we're just going to start the holiday break then.
I don't think anybody's going to complain at all about that.
No, I don't think so either.
Then the entire next week is off, and then the week after that as well is going to be off. 2 weeks for Christmas. Everybody knows that, and everybody will be enjoying the holiday season. What do you do at the final school board meeting in December? I know we'll talk about that.
You know,
when we get
usually
closer,
Glass,
to it.
It's
a celebration,
not a whole lot
party,
different.
Isn't it? Everybody brings a covered dish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how many covered dishes do I have to come up with this month? I keep trying to figure out. Okay, now what do I want to take here? What do I want to take there? No, really, it's probably about. It's a lot like our other meetings. You know, our regular monthly meetings. Nothing necessarily to wrap up the year. In January, though, we will have an organizational meeting where we elect officers and make appointments. So that meeting will be a little bit different.
And that will be wrapping up December. We'll talk about that as we get closer and
okay.
closer to it. Keith, what else is making
well,
this
there, there's
know?
A news story in today's paper that has to do with the Seven Oaks and the suit that was filed by the local group, education group. And talk about that, Sue, because the issue is the judge has allowed one part of that suit to go ahead.
The Indiana Coalition
right.
for Public Education of Monroe County, that lawsuit
right.
was filed in April against the Ellisville Charter School. And the defendants have been, a federal judge ruled Wednesday that the lawsuit against Seven Oaks Classical can move forward, but only on one of three issues originally raised by the plaintiffs in the case.
So I did not realize that they were waiting for the judge to determine if it could go forward, but I guess it's because I think Seven Oaks might have been countersued to dismiss
right.
the case. And
they filed a motion
to
have the
forward.
Matter dismissed on the grounds that it was constitutionally permissible for religious institutions to authorize charter schools.
And that is basically what Indiana Coalition for Public Education, why they filed the lawsuit. There are several things involved in the lawsuit, but they wanted to get a clarification as to whether or not a religious college was able to charter a public school in our county.
So an update on that story. Now you are updated, and as we know, with stuff that moves along in the court system, if you're expecting a decision quickly, that's not usually how these things
come
about. But 7 months since the original one, so, well, six, so you get a feel for all of that. Let's see. Tomorrow is December.
Yes.
I'm exhausted from November. I'm actually looking forward to changing the page over there. What else do we need to cover, Sue? Have we got everything? We're just rolling into the holiday season again. Anything at the state level we need to keep our eyes on? Anything with the state? I know the state superintendent was here recently, and then we're
right.
Just that's
no, but
business
I,
as usual.
Nothing that we know about right now. But you know, since the legislature, the individual members are able to start filing legislation, I would say pay attention, because there might be some things that benefit us as the stuff becomes public.
As a corporation, as a who's
well, as a state and as
okay.
a corporation.
Well, the one headline I saw and I just clicked on it was a teacher shortage is an issue. It's
right.
been an issue,
well,
and it's going on. So trying to get more people into that profession, that's...
Exactly. And, you know, Glass, it's, you know, it all goes back to how teachers are treated, and I believe, as I know Keith does, that they are professionals, no different from any other professional we deal with, but nationally, it seems that a lot of people, especially certain talk show radio hosts, not you, but others nationally, like to blame teachers and public education for all the different problems, and teachers are the ones, and they really blame teacher unions for not really wanting to help children, but that it's all about money. And anybody can take a look at any of our salaries that they want to at any time and find out that nope, it's not about money for teachers. There's not a lot of money in education. There should be more money for teachers. But yeah, I do hope, Glass, that our legislature will pay attention to what's happening with teachers and help create a different environment and a different climate for teachers, where they feel like they are treated as professionals and they have the ability to teach the way that they need to teach instead of having everything dictated to them.
Well, and the other interesting part, it goes back to the entire educational discussion about what measures, how it gets measured, who gets
right.
measured for doing what. Do you need the best teachers in classes where or schools where it's a 99% school, or do you need them where it's in a 49% school? And that's
right.
one for – that's probably an issue that's never going to be solved, or but just needs to be discussed.